Welcome to the Conference Shop and all the goss, where event insiders spill the tea. We're going beyond the brochures and chatting with people who actually know Australia's best hotels and event spaces. What's new? What's changing? What planners really need to know? It's all on the table. If you're planning events, hosting them, or supporting someone who is, you're in the right place. Today, we're joined by Ben, who looks after an incredible portfolio of hotels across the Minor Hotel Group. From new openings to standout meeting spaces and tips for planners, we'll be covering it all. Let's get into it. Hi, Ben. Let's start with your journey. How did you get into the events and hospitality world, and what led you to where you are today?
Hey, Carla. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast. It's really great to share all things Minor with you guys. Yes, kicking it off, just in terms of where I started my journey, I have had quite a bit of a different sort of entryway into the hospitality world compared to some of my counterparts. I actually started off my career in the marketing and advertising world. My degree says so. Fell in love with travel and kind of, started moving into the travel industry from then onwards. I started off working within the cruise industry, which for most people out there probably is fairly similar to the hotel world. Cruise lines are essentially floating hotel rooms on sea. But I started off there and then kind of progressed me to like a different sort of space in the UK, where I was also working in the cruise space, but in a slightly different sort of capacity, which is really interesting for that market. And then I kind of started moving into the service department hotel space whilst I was in London, and kind of continued on from there. I haven't really looked back. Really enjoying the space where I'm at the moment, particularly with Minor Hotels, where we've got such an amazing sort of portfolio, which we'll probably dig into a bit more in the next couple of questions.
Can you just tell us a little bit about your role and the brands that you look after?
So my roles are multiple different hats that I wear. Now, I'm the director of MICE for Australia and New Zealand. I look after a fairly broad portfolio here in Australia and New Zealand, but also work globally in terms of the other brands that we kind of look after. So Minor Hotels is quite a diverse sort of portfolio, where we're quite a different sort of beast to your standard hotel chain. We have a very diversified brand and business model. We're headquartered in Bangkok, and we kind of started off in restaurants and the retail sort of space. So you'll probably find that in Thailand particularly, there's quite a lot of different sort of businesses that is, kind of encapsulated in the overall sort of Minor brands. But here in Australia and New Zealand, we kind of look after the key brands like Oaks Hotels and Resorts, which is quite well known throughout the region, Avani, but also encompassing the brands of Anantara, Tivoli, Eluana, and H Collection, and now.
Okay, that's great. And you also have a strong presence in, I'd imagine, in Asia Pacific too.
Absolutely. So I think, the Anantara brand is quite well known around that sort of region, probably even more so now that it's front and center with the recent White Lotus show that's been aired. So all of those properties are actually Minor owned and operated, so we're quite lucky to kind of lean on that show for some additional sort of people to really drive awareness for that sort of brand in Asia. So we're quite happy about that sort of partnership.
Congratulations too. It's a great show, by the way.
That's fantastic.
Now, for those who might not be familiar with all your properties in your portfolio, what are some of the standout brands or hotels that planners should know about, particularly in Australia?
Absolutely. So in Australia, we've got about 67 hotels and growing across the portfolio for Australia and New Zealand. We have about 13 meetings and events locations, predominantly located in regional sort of locations across the country. And, so some of our biggest sort of locations and probably most well-known is probably the Oaks Cypress Lakes Resort property in the Hunter Valley. That location is our biggest and probably the largest sort of in terms of acreage. It's about 300 acres that property is located on. Significant sort of meetings and event space, about 21 separate sort of locations on site, which is great. We can host up to about 3,500, which is the maximum sort of capacity that we can do on site. You know, it's smaller sort of meetings and event spaces as well. So it caters to a wide gamut of sort of options at that particular property. Some of our other locations are in regional Queensland. So our Port Douglas property is also quite well known amongst the meetings and events sort of world. That property is quite extensive in terms of the spaces that's available on that site as well. So quite diverse, very flexible, adaptable sort of locations available across the region.
Yeah, and they sound very regional, which is lovely too.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, Ben, I'm going to ask you for the goss now. Is there anything new or exciting happening? Any hotel openings, refurbishments, upcoming developments that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Sure. I think, you know, with the brand and the space that we kind of work in, there's a lot of new things coming into play. We're probably one of the most aggressive hotel chains out there with quite a strong sort of growth proposition for the region. So there's a lot of new openings coming up, which you guys are probably going to be one of the first ones to kind of hear about. But we're quite excited in terms of the NH Collection brand entering the market in 2026. That location is going to be in Sydney. So we're quite excited about that. It's our first five-star brand that's landing into this region, located on Wentworth Street, just in the tech sort of new tech area that's being built around Central Station. So quite a lot of new five-star high-end sort of hotel chains are entering the market in that sort of part of the city in Sydney. So we're going to be in amongst it in terms of the competition, but we're quite confident in terms of the product that we're building at that location. NH Collection is quite a different sort of brand. In Europe, they're generally repurposed palaces that have been turned into hotels. It's not going to be the case here in Sydney, unfortunately, but I actually think it's going to be it used to be an old substation that used to be on site. So we're hoping to kind of utilize some of that aesthetic in terms of the actual build of the building. So it's a completely new build, about 207 hotel rooms, dedicated meetings and event spaces. So about 170 capacity in terms of banquet. So a dedicated event spaces on site, a rooftop bar and restaurant, and some additional sort of event spaces available on site as well. So again, we're super, super excited about that brand coming to life here in Australia. We're looking forward to that coming on board. You probably also would have heard about some of the exciting changes that's about to happen in terms of the Oaks brand. We are going quite aggressive in terms of the rebranding for the Oaks Hotels, Resorts and Suites brand here in Australia. We're trying to gear up that brand to be palatable for the global audience. So we're looking to roll it out in other regions around the world. And for us to do that, we need to make sure that the product is updated and revitalized in terms of the look and feel for the brand. So we're quite excited about that rolling out. So we announced that about a week and a bit ago. And again, it's quite an interesting sort of change tone for the Oaks brand just generally. So we're quite excited. I feel like there's a lot happening, Carla. My list just keeps going. I think, you know, Cypress Lakes is also, again, at the backbone of our conferencing and events properties. That location in the event spaces is also just about to enter a full refurbishment of the event spaces on site. So complete, we're gutting out a whole bunch of the meetings and event spaces, updating all of the locations, new AV, new dedicated pantries and delis for amazing sort of breakouts, and really taking advantage of the location with Southeast Lake. So I think there's a lot of new and exciting things just about to launch, and we're excited to share that with everybody in the coming weeks, because it's quite a departure to what it kind of looks like at the moment. Some of the other things that's come on bought just recently is the Queen's Wharf Hotel, which is also just launched a week or two ago in Brisbane. So that location is just behind the Star Casino, and we're quite pleased in terms of the acquisition and the rollout of that that hotel. Quite a few other sort of locations, including Alicia, which is also undergoing some significant sort of refurb on site as well. So quite a lot in terms of Cyprus and the Hunter Valley, as well as Alicia, but also other new brands kind of entering the market, which is keeping us very busy.
Wow, that's a lot. I'm excited. There's a lot happening. I can't wait to see all of it, Ben.
Absolutely.
Just one question, though. Is Alicia going to remain well-being focused?
Yes, it will. I think there's still a market for Alicia to remain in that wellness sort of space. Alicia currently is kind of targeted towards that holistic wellness true programming sort of space, but we are looking to kind of loosen the grip on that a little bit more. It's still going to be very holistically driven around that wellness proposition, but there will be changes in terms of the product just generally. So retreats just generally, there's quite some limitations in terms of alcohol in the rooms, coffee, sugars, and that sort of stuff. But the new iteration of what Alicia 2.0 is going to bring about is something that's a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more approachable, and definitely still playing within that wellness sort of space. And I think, you know, with most corporate event planners these days, that's still quite a relevant sort of area to be looking at. A lot of kickoffs these days kind of require some sort of wellness or well-being component added into the programming. So we're excited about kind of broadening that reach a little bit more and having a little bit more accessibility to the Alicia wellness sort of brand. So it's quite a good sort of change, I think.
Okay, great. Can't wait to see it. Now, what's something your brand does exceptionally well when it comes to hosting corporate events?
It's a very good question. I think, you know, for us, we like to ensure that the all-inclusive nature of the packages that we kind of develop and put out to market is quite at the forefront of what we do. We like to make things a lot simpler for planners to kind of deal with us. So having a one-stop shop in terms of delivering that product and that event is quite crucial to our product sort of delivery. So I think, you know, the all-inclusiveness, the high adaptability in terms of the locations that we operate in is also quite crucial for us. And we like to also make sure that there's a lot of flexibility in terms of the proposals and the rates that we're putting forward. So it's never the final sort of price whenever we put a proposal forward. I think, you know, it's quite important for us to be able to come to an agreement in terms of the best sort of pricing level that needs to deliver the sort of event that the planner is requiring. And for us, I think that's quite an important sort of component. I think, you know, everybody's watching the bottom dollar these days, and we are also a business, and we need to make sure that we're also profitable, but we like to ensure that, you know, it's a fair and equitable approach when we're looking at pricing up our events on site. So yeah, I think, you know, those sort of things are quite important for the everyday sort of planner, I think.
Yeah, they are, and flexibility, but also, like you're saying, is being flexible and happy to try and meet a budget should you know it, you know, once you know you receive the inquiry. So it's really good to know. So I guess, is there something unique or lesser known about your brand that more people should know about?
Yes, I think, you know, with the majority of our meetings and events locations, they're in regional communities, regional destinations. And, you know, I think we try to make sure that there's a very strong community vibe that we try to deliver across all of the properties, from the initial sort of interaction that you're undertaking with either myself or any of the team with me. I think, you know, we like to make sure that there is that personable regional sort of approach that we're taking when we're liaising with our clients and with the likes of yourselves, Carla. I think, you know, it's quite important to make sure that all the conversations are grounded in reality, and that, you know, everything that we're putting forward is, you know, has that community sort of aspect associated with it.
Yeah, that's lovely. It's because community in regional destination sort of go hand in hand. It's that being at home kind of feel too.
They do. Yeah. And I think, you know, the service delivery is quite different in regional locations as well. I feel like there's a lot more of a personal touch that they tend to kind of imbue in terms of the service that they offer. And I think that that's, you know, quite an important sort of aspect that is quite missing sometimes. So we like to make sure that we add that up a little bit.
Yeah, no, that's great. So then what trends are you seeing for 2025 that smart planners should keep an eye on?
Oh, that's another interesting question, Carla. I think, you know, there's a lot of really interesting trends that's kind of entering the market at the moment. So I think, you know, for me, it's all about experiences and making sure that you're driving as much sort of engagement and driving as much sort of visibility about the destination when you're conferencing with us particularly. As I said earlier, most of our locations are located in regional sort of destinations, and most of the conferencing that we kind of take on board is generally multi-day sort of events. So I think it's important when you're traveling to a regional destination to be able to support the local sort of community, the local sort of tourism businesses that are around. And we like to make sure that we're partnering with some of those key destinational partners to really drive and deliver the full overarching destination, because I think there's nothing worse than traveling to some exotic, amazing sort of destination, but then being stuck in a conferencing room and not really experiencing the destination. So I think, you know, that's quite a crucial part that we like to make sure is you know, the overarching approach that we're taking with most of our meetings and event spaces. I think, you know, the other crucial one to really take note of is the sustainability aspect across most events. Events is probably one of the most heavy footprints in terms of carbon across most industries. I think, you know, we have quite a lot of wastage within the industry that needs to kind of be looked at and managed appropriately. You have a single use sort of items that needs to kind of be looked at quite closely. And I think, you know, for us, having strong sustainability policy that is, again, grounded in reality and is practical, I think is quite important. And we're looking forward to really, you know, driving that sort of agenda forward once we do release our full sustainability policy, probably towards the end of this year, and really ensure that is at the forefront of a lot of the decisions that we're making as a business, but also ensuring that is something that we're imparting onto our clients equally, because I think, you know, we all live on this one world, and we need to take care of it, and we need to make sure that is something that's at the forefront of everybody's thoughts when they're putting an event together. So I think, you know, those two things are definitely quite an important sort of aspect.
Yeah, and look, I couldn't agree more. It is just as much about the destination as it is about the venue now. And also there is such an awareness of sustainability, so it's good to see that you know, we're on the same page, and to see that, you know, companies are heading towards that way as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So if someone's considering one of your hotels for the next event, what's the best way for them to get started?
I think that the most practical way to get started is probably to contact the team at the conference shop. I think, you know, these guys are definitely the experts in terms of the destination and really an extension of us as venues. So thank you, Carla, for all of the amazing support that you and your team have provided. But I think, you know, you guys are definitely the subject matter experts in terms of finding the most ideal sort of locations. And we definitely look forward to any sort of partnership that you guys deliver, and any sort of opportunities that you put forward in front of us to really make things a reality for event planners. So, you know, contact Carla and the team. That's my first sort of port of call. And then they'll definitely drive that forward and then make sure that they're selecting the best sort of destinations. We'll work pretty closely with Carla and the team to make sure that we've got the right sort of that we're putting forward to everybody as well.
Thanks, Ben. We love working with you too.
Thanks, Carla.
Now for our signature question before we end the podcast.
Oh, gosh, I'm worried.
Okay. What's a behind-the-scenes moment that guests never saw but you'll never forget?
Yes, I think this is quite an interesting sort of space, because I think a lot of, I think the best sort of events that are successful are the ones where you don't know what's happening behind the scenes. I think, you know, for us, one particular sort of story, I think, was with the fairly large sort of multi-day sort of event that was happening at one of our properties, Cypress Lakes, actually. We had a large consultancy firm on site for a multi-day event that stretched on throughout the whole month. So quite a significant sort of footfall across the full month, which was crazy. A lot of logistical, operational sort of things that needed to be considered, considering you're basically trying to feed a significant amount of people on site at the same time. And I think, you know, for me, the gala dinners that happened every single week, where you had about 650, 700 sort of people to kind of feed across multi drops of meals was quite a fascinating sort of experience. I'd never seen the military precision in terms of making sure that all of the fish dishes were cooked perfectly, the meat dishes were all perfectly seared and cooked through extremely well, presented beautifully. And, you know, I think, you know, having that sort of delivery with all of the manicness happening, I don't even know whether or not that's a word, happening behind the scenes. but then the client not really realizing the panic and the stress that's happening to really drive it on the night was something quite special to see. I think I was definitely a lot more nervous and probably showed it quite strongly in my face trying to carry three colossus of dishes to drop on the table because I'm terrible. I can't balance and, you know, probably the worst sort of thing to have me carry food. So, yeah, I think, you know, that was probably one of the most amazing things that I'd seen, and quite proud to actually have witnessed it, but also be part of the team that was able to deliver it.
And I remember those days when you're on site, sometimes it's just all hands on deck.
All hands on deck.
It doesn't matter what you do, whether you're in the office or not, you're out on the floor if you're needed. It's a real adrenaline rush, but it's really nice when the team pulls together like that.
Exactly.
So, Ben, thank you so much for your time today. We found out lots of goss from you. But that's it for this episode of The Conference Shop and All the Goss. So if you picked up a little tip or had a light bulb moment or now know the perfect venue for your next event, we've done our job. Don't forget to follow the show. And if you're looking for a venue that actually ticks all the boxes, you know where to find it. Until next time, happy planning.